Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you to all my listeners. Today is Monday, December 17th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital market. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stock solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, I am back, shall I say, and happy to be back on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Call in and talk to me. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The dial-in number again, 1-888-627-6008. I want to hear from each and every one of you. Also, if you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. The email address, takeovertalk@aol.com. The email address now is takeovertalk@aol.com. You know, before I get into a few names that could be potential takeover targets, I would just like to discuss with all my listeners how I handicap M&A activity for the new year, 2019. In layman's terms, really, what's going to be the pace of potential M&A activity going forward? I get a tremendous amount of phone calls, emails, and text messages with a concern. Bobby, I see the market coming down. Do you think that is going to hurt M&A activity for the new year. Well, let me start by saying that I personally believe, just me personally, and also from what I've read, that the earnings of many of these companies have are very close to peaking. And I believe there'll be a slowing of organic growth by many of these larger public companies. Now, based on that scenario of the slowing of organic growth, how do they continue to present above par results to their shareholders if my scenario holds true to form going forward in 2019? You got it. It's mergers and acquisitions, M&A. So based on the earnings cycle being in the latter innings of a 9-inning game, it's Bobby Cohen's belief, my belief, that if organic growth is going to slow, many, many of these larger companies that trade, that are public, are probably going to focus on M&A in 2019. That's correct. I believe we're going to see a tremendous pickup in M&A activity going forward. Also, keep in mind, which could be a tailwind for M&A activity going into 2019, is that interest rates, even though they're moving up now, are relatively still low based on historical standings, historical metrics. And larger companies, many of them do not have to go to the debt market to borrow money to do an M&A transaction, such as an Apple, who's sitting with, I believe, close to $250 billion worth of cash. But if a company does need, if that company does need to go to the capital market, they will have the bandwidth to borrow at these historically low rates for them to acquire other companies. So, to recap, it's my belief that M&A activity is going to pick up going into 2019. Okay, let's go to the phone. We have Pete. Pete, it's Bobby over at Takeover Talk.
How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Pete, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
No, nothing. Just wanted to, I know a few weeks back I had mentioned I wanted to give some of the names of some of these marijuana producers that could be, you know, takeover targets at some point in the future, or at the very least. They are actively looking for partners and or investment from bigger names, which sometimes could lead into some sort of M&A activity.
Okay, well, Pete, do me a favor. Just go slow. I want my listeners to be able to get their pen and paper out and to be able to jot the names down. And if you have symbols as well, that would be great. And then they can then do their own homework and their own due diligence. Okay, Pete, what do you got? What do you think?
First one is Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, symbol, New York Stock Exchange, Apple Charlie Boy. Mm-hmm. There was talk around back in September. Coca-Cola was taking a look at it. But, you know, still due to the little, still about the marijuana laws from a federal level in the United States, they kind of took a step back. But they are looking for an investor, an investment or partner or potential buyout. So that's one to keep on the radar. The other one is Aphria, A-P-H-R-I-A. Symbol is Apple, Paul, Henry, Apple. They are also seeking investment or partners, or who knows, could be some M&A activity surrounding that company as well. Company Diageo, the U.S. and Canada division for spirits, meaning drinks, with the cannabis-infused drinks. Could be looking into something with APHA. And then one little lesser known one, I guess you could say, is called the Green Organic Dutchman. Symbol, Tom, George, Oscar, Dog, Frank. Okay. Sometimes it goes under the symbol as T-God as well, T-G-O-D. Another grower, another company that could be on someone's radar moving forward into 2019. So those are the three that have popped out, that have come out, you know, from some of my work and some of my studies. So I just wanted to give that out to the listeners that I had mentioned this a few weeks back.
I appreciate that, Pete. And I am aware that M&A activity has been extremely robust in the cannabis space. And from what I read and from the people that I speak to, it's their belief that robust M&A activity is going to continue going forward, as probably as you concur as well.
Yes, yes. As far as my little take, I mean, just a touch on NVAC, nothing has changed. Stock has been acting very well, even in this market, in the bad tape, even though really the stock might not get as affected as other companies would, because it's basically right now, basically stock, the news, potential news surrounding it is on the two vaccines, as mentioned in the past. And they also, too, could be under somebody's microscope for, you know, for some sort of acquisition or partnership as well.
Yeah, I tell you, I got to give you credit. When you originally called many months ago, and you told everyone on the bbsradio.com, my takeover talk many months ago, and you told everyone to put NVAX, N-V-A-X, which is a speculative biotech. I think you had mentioned it. You mentioned to the listeners it was $1.20, and I think it was the trading today in a bad tape, 230, 240 today, something like that, Pete?
Yeah. Yep, and I think on Friday it hit as high as 257. So, at the very least, right there, you know, if your listeners are looking at, you know, companies, obviously, and they do their due diligence, and they do, you know, take positions in any one of these companies, the good news is, so far, at the very least, they're up money. Whether and NVAX, what's nice about NVAX is that, even if they want to try to go it alone to a large degree, or, you know, depending on who's looking at them and what have you, if those vaccines do work out very well, you probably can see a double from here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again,
I understand.
But as we all know, and as you know, and as you always put out there too, it's always, you know, what happens in these trials. So at the end of the day, everybody has to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, it can't hurt to take a little money off the table, even if it wasn't being planned for a trade, and then hope that, you know, limit your risk and hope that, that the, you know, that the merger and acquisition does take place.
Right, right. Yeah. And to your point, Pete, you know, with these biotechs, and again, I do embrace many biotechs on all my shows nationwide and worldwide, that it's all about
right.
the science. It's all about the science, and water will always seek its own level based on the science. Now, Pete, I don't know if you're in front of a screen right now, but I'm in front of the screen as I'm speaking live to everybody, and I see the market is melting down again. We're down over 400 today. It just, you know, I have to tell you, I don't see that fear into this market. And the reason why I'm mentioning this to you is because I know a couple times you called and we discussed, you know, you wanted to discuss directionally the stock market, and I'm just not seeing that real fear where you would see a capitulation on the downside. And I just wanted to know what was your thought process on that, Pete, since I know you used to own a brokerage firm back in the day.
Yes, correct. Yes, my take on the markets right now. Obviously, we've been in the longest bull run in history. Number one. Number two, there are a lot of minefields out there that can, you know, blow up at any point in time. People are probably starting to get cautious. You're right. There hasn't been that fear or capitulation. You know, bear markets, you could either have a grinding down type one like we had in the 70s. You could have a crash at some point if one of those minefields do blow up. From the world I come from, Bobby, you know, I look at things a lot from a technical standpoint, check the charts and graphs. At the very least, right now, if you're going to buy the dip, I would sell into any relief rallies until further notice. The only time that you can, and a lot of chartists will agree that look at charts, the only way that you can say that the market is back in some sort of bull mode would be you'd have to take out the old highs, okay, on the S&P and on the Dow and on the NASDAQ, and then you have to see if it's sustainable to even begin to think that you can be in a buy and hold. Right now, if you're buying the dip for a trade, that's great. I'd be selling into rallies until they take out the old highs, and until they take out the old highs, I would not be staying long anything for any length of period of time.
I hear you. You know what? I read a lot of articles, and a lot of smart people like you are mentioning the same thing. And again, you know, I think my listeners are aware. I went extremely cautious on this market on October 8th on my BBSRadio.com show, and the Dow was approximately 26,400. I'm looking at the screen now. I'm surely not taking a victory lap, but it's 23,700.
Right.
And, you know, my thought is, again, to your point, you know, the Dow was a little bit under 6,500 in March of 2009, and it moved up 20,000 points, okay? And, you know, that was a nine-year run here. And I'm just scratching my head. The Fed, you know, the Fed has to raise some rates, and they have been doing that. And there's some competition to stocks. And plus, the Fed is, the days of zero interest rates is my belief is over. And there has to be a readjustment here. And for those people that believe that trees grow to the sky, you and I know differently. You owned a brokerage firm. I owned a brokerage firm. I was involved in hedge funds. I understand it. I get it. I can only hope that the people that are listening out there, that are traders, take homage in what you're saying, and hopefully they'll, you know, they'll listen a little bit to what I'm saying. But if it comes from somebody else, such as you, maybe, you know, maybe they'll listen a little bit more closely than if it just came from me. You know what I mean? Shaking the tree as I do occasionally. Okay, Pete?
Yes, absolutely. You know, again, you know, they say don't fight the Fed. And for some reason, if, you know, with the flattening yield curve, if we do go into a recession or other shoes do drop, you know, presidential problems, obviously, and, you know, the economy slowing down, there's a possibility, although there's not that much meat on the bone, that they could reverse course. Now, lowering interest rates is one thing. It's a matter if they would start a whole nother QE if it got that bad. If that happened, then you'd have to be very careful because you don't know, then, you know, the markets may take off again, but they may take off from 20-30% lower. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Right, 100%. And you know, it's almost becoming the norm. And you know what? We're seeing 500-point down days here. You know, yeah. I'm waiting for, not that I want it to happen, but, you know, for that 1,000, that 1,500, for that 2,000-point down day. Because, I, you know what? I mean, percentage-wise, I mean, it, you know, it's not like it was, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, but to me, the market still feels heavy here. And it's going to break yeah. out of that. It's going to break out of that range on the downside here. And maybe that means that we will one day, and I say one day, I don't know when, one day we'll get that capitulation day where everyone just freaks out. And you know, like Roberto Duran put his hands up. And he said, no mas, no more. I don't see that right now. I don't see that fear in the marketplace. There are still people that think that they can buy the dip, and they're going to, you know, it's like trying to catch a fallen knife. They're going to get their legs blown off here, and I feel yeah, bad.
And we do have potential similarities. Not to, you know, we have similarities right now to partially towards the 1970s and the late 1930s, and we all know what happened between, because there are so many, there are the minefields that I'm mentioning. You have potential president, you know, the president getting in trouble. Potentially. We don't know yet. It has to come out. But that happened with Nixon. You have Saudi Arabia and a lot of these countries threatening to really cut off our supplies, which could see oil spikes, which would create inflation. But you also have the late 1930s, what happened after they started doing, you know, putting a lot of money into the economy. And then the other shoe dropped in the late 30s. When the market melted down as well before World War II, which then brought us out. So you have similarities to those both time frames. So you have to be really cognizant. And that's why, you know, one thing great about technical analysis in my, and I've been doing it for decades, is that the markets, you cannot go into a buy and hold strategy at the very least until you see old highs taken out and you see a new uptrend developing. So again, buy dips if you like, trade them nimbly, don't stay too long. Bottom line.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, because, you know, most people, it's a game of musical chairs. They're going to be left without a chair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
But
as I always used to say, Bobby, when I was very active and I had a lot of clients at the time, you know, and I would use, again, you know, I'm a chartist. I also look at the fundamentals. Fundamentals are shaky at best right now. It's just that until further notice, if you are buying dips and you happen to catch the knife, the fallen knife, and you're able to get a little bit of a rally, take it off the table or take a good portion off the table. Until further notice, you sell rally.
Okay, Pete. All right. Well, look, listen to me. I appreciate, you know, you're a wealth of knowledge. I know, you know, you had a very successful brokerage firm, a successful trader. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and just to share, you know, your thoughts with my listeners. Okay, Pete?
No problem. All right, Bob. Okay. Have a nice day.
Thanks again, Pete. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that's Pete. He, you know, he's great. He's kind enough to call in, you know, tries to call in once a week, once every 2 weeks or whatever. He used to own a brokerage firm, successful trader as well. He's just sharing his experience with everybody. Yeah, he's terrific. Okay, if you'd like to call in and talk to me, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. I'm going live. I got an hour here. I'm back on BBSRadio.com. I'm so happy to be back on BBSRadio.com. I just want you to know that. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. The email address is takeovertalk@AOL.com. Drop me an email now. The email address is takeovertalk@AOL.com. Okay. All right, let's get into the tall weeds a little bit. I want to discuss with you a biotech. You know, believe it or not, one of my listeners was kind enough to shoot me off an email on this name. Array Biopharma. The symbol, Adam Robert, Robert Yellow. A biotech company. Stock currently trades at around $16.25. The 52-week high is $20.21. The 52-week low is $10.53. I want to talk to you about Array Biopharma. Now, this biotech focuses on treatments in the oncology space. That sounds familiar, oncology. Tesaro was in the oncology space and was taken over. That's correct. We mentioned Tesaro a few months ago, and Bingo was taken over at a hefty premium by GlaxoSmithKline. Okay? Now, Array, there was an article back in June 2018. Okay? There was a June 29th article. But before that, also in June, they received an FDA approval for one of their treatments for melanoma. Okay? And this approval seems to be the impetus for the takeover data for Array. Now, again, the symbol is Adam, Robert, Robert Yellow. The article I came across was a June 29th, 2018 article. The website I found it on was investagainstcancer.com. Yeah, that's kind of the first time I stumbled into this website. And the headline, could Array Biopharma be taken over? It was a very good article. Talked about the science. I'm not going to get into that. Okay? Like I did mention, they have an FDA approved treatment, but they mentioned three companies, three that might be interested in possibly acquiring Array. The first one, Amgen, was mentioned as a potential acquirer. The next one, Bristol Myers Squibb, was mentioned as a potential acquirer. And finally, the very big pharmaceutical company, Merck, was mentioned as a possible acquirer of Array Biopharma. Jot it down. The symbol is ARRY. Do your homework. Again, I'm just identifying these companies for all my listeners. You must now do your own homework, your own due diligence. Please, you have to like it as a standalone company as well. So the three companies that might be interested in acquiring ARRY, which is ARRY, we mentioned Amgen, Bristol Myers Squibb, and finally, Merck. Okay. Call in and talk to me, Bobby Cohen. I'm waiting for your call. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. Email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. That's right. The email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. You know, just a little housekeeping. This morning, I saw there was a press release. I believe it was, I don't know if it was a press release or it was one of the wire services picked up that Jack in a Box, the symbol Jack, J-A-C-K, a company that I had mentioned on December 5th could be a potential takeover target. I mentioned it to all my listeners because I had heard that there was some takeover chatter on this name. And I suggested that all my listeners should do their own due diligence and see what they could find on Jack in the Box. Well, today, I believe the company came out and said that they may put the company up for sale. And I believe I read that the company had said that they, over the last few weeks, already have been in touch with potential acquirers and that they were doing their own due diligence. So please, do your homework on Jack in the Box. I know it. Sometime during the morning, Jack in the Box was trading up over $5 today. I don't know where it is currently trading at. We're trading at this moment, this second. It was earlier today. It was like, I believe, at $83 or $84 or possibly $85. The chatter is that this name could possibly fetch a minimum of $90, maybe $100 a share. Again, never any guarantees. I believe they have 2,000 restaurants worldwide. That's Jack in the Box. Just wanted to, again, let you all know what I had heard earlier this morning on Jack in the box. Symbol. J-A-C-K. Okay. Another name that I'm going to mention to you. And the only reason why I'm discussing this name with you is because I noticed that it was getting clocked today. And it's down substantially from its all-time high of over $89. This is overstock.com. Symbol. O-S-T-K. Oscar Sam Tom King. Last time I looked, it was trading at $13.75. Again, the 52-week high, I believe, was a little bit over $89. The 52-week low, today, I thought I saw it print at $13.70. Overstock.com is an e-commerce site where people shop online. For years, this name has been subject to much takeover chatter. I figured I would visit it. I would visit Overstock.com today, O-S-T-K, since it hit a fresh 52-week low. I found a December 17, 2017. So it was a year ago today. It was the Street.com article. The headline was, back then, Overstock.com could go private by February, CEO says. Now keep in mind, that's this past February. But I just wanted to make reference to it because the stock has come down substantially. And sometimes when a stock comes down substantially, similar to a Tesoro, similar to a Red Hat, M&A activity really starts to heat up because acquirers feel possibly feel more comfortable engaging when they believe they can get more bang for their dollar. So this article was the Street.com article, and it was mentioned over a year ago in the article, and the article mentioned potential acquirers for Overstock, TJX, which is the retailer. Second, Target, the retailer. And thirdly, the article mentioned Costco as a potential acquirer of Overstock.com, symbol OSTK. So this article mentioned three companies as potential acquirers for Overstock: TJX, Target, and Costco. Also, the article mentioned that private equity, such as a Bain Capital or the Carlyle Group, might be interested in that name as well. And then thirdly, the article went on to say that even Alibaba and JD.com, the two Japanese-based companies, they too were mentioned in the article as possible acquirers of Overstock.com. So the article mentioned TJX, Target, Costco, private equity side. They threw out names Bain Capital or the Carlyle Group, and then they even went offshore and they said Alibaba or JD.com might be interested in Overstock as well. Then I stumbled upon one more article, which was dated January 22nd, 2018, almost a year ago as well. And this article mentioned that Kroger, the headline of this article is Kroger eyeing Overstock? That's right. That's the large supermarket chain might be interested in Overstock.com. Now, again, many people say that the founder and CEO of Overstock is a very volatile individual. That's not me saying it. Other people that, or articles that I have read and people that have, that I have spoken to have mentioned that. So do your own homework on Overstock. Do your due diligence. Okay, and that was Overstock.com. Okay, call in and talk to me. You have a pencil, piece of paper? Jot down the telephone number. 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. I'd love to hear from you. As I always mention, I get my best ideas from my listeners. If you would like a private takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. By the way, just wanted you to know, I saw some news come by my computer over the last hour. I do not know where this name is currently trading at, but it was a name that I have mentioned, you know, many times over the last few weeks as a potential takeover target. And it's Clovis Oncology, the symbol CLVS. I thought I saw a news service state that an activist investor was urging Clovis Oncology to pursue a sale. And I think they mentioned it was reported by Bloomberg. And it's my belief, I believe I saw this like an hour ago. So please, on Clovis, this is just, you know, I saw combine my computer over the last hour. The symbol is CLVS. They mentioned there was an activist shareholder that is asking the company to pursue a sale of the whole company. Again, I don't know where the stock is currently trading at, and I'll try on my next show to get as much information as possible so I can share it. I can share it with all of my listeners. I also wanted to mention one or two companies that I had mentioned earlier on another station that I was on, blogtalkradio.com. I had mentioned last week, if many of my listeners did not tune in that day, I had mentioned that National Beverage, the symbol Fizz, F-I-Z-Z, which is a soda company, and it was an Investor Place article in October 16, 2018 article that mentioned that there were four strong stocks to buy that double as big takeover target, and I focused on National Beverage, where the symbol is F-I-Z-Z. And this article mentioned the usual suspects as potential acquirers of National Beverage. And really, there were really only two potential acquirers that I agreed with the article, which was obviously Pepsi and Coca-Cola, the usual suspects that might be interested in acquiring National Beverage. So if you did not get to listen to my last show, which was on this past Saturday, jot down National Beverage. The symbol is Fizz, F-I-Z-Z. Also, I wanted to circle back. I had mentioned Bungie, the ag company. They supply and transportation of agricultural commodities. The symbol is Boy George, BG. I thought I saw it trading today at approximately $58. And they are, I believe, replacing the CEO. And finally, there was a Seeking Alpha article dated December 12th, and after 2 years of M&A rumors, the Seeking Alpha article said a sale seems imminent. The article went on to say that I thought the article said that it could fetch at minimum $80. Within itself is still a handsome premium to $58, but I believe there were other articles saying that this name, BG, could fetch closer to $100 a share. And the companies mentioned as potential acquirers, I believe, were companies also in the ag space, which was Archer Daniels Midland, Continental Grain, and I believe Glencore, if my memory serves me correctly. So that was Bungie, BG. If, for those people who did not listen to my December 15th Saturday special Saturday show that I had. Well, I see I have 10 minutes left on today's show. The call-in number talk to me is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. I have a little time. I'd like to respond to some emails that were sent to me by some of my listeners. This one email is asking me again if I could reiterate my thought on Twitter, the social media company, as being a potential takeover target. I believe a couple months ago I had mentioned Twitter, I believe on bbsradio.com, and I believe the stock at that time was trading closer to $30. I don't have it in front of me now, but I think it's trading between $35 and $36 today. I did see that not too long ago, just as a standalone as well, and I say you have to really like these companies as a standalone first before you can embrace it possibly being taken over to be possibly as a potential takeover target. And I thought I saw a J.P. Morgan article where it was on their conviction list, I believe. I'm not 100%. Double check it for 2019. So if that's to be the case, that says volumes about Twitter. As a, you know, because if JP Morgan did their homework on Twitter, you know, that says volumes. But again, just double check that. And again, the names that come to me about possibly, you know, who are the usual suspects to acquire Twitter, and I guess that's where the email is, where it's directing me, Salesforce.com, Google, and Microsoft. Obviously, Google and Microsoft have the real bandwidth to put together an acquisition the size of a Twitter. And again, my belief is that, and I don't know Jack Dorsey, the CEO founder, but I believe the all-time high is closer to $75. And the stock is currently trading at $35 or $36. That if there was to be an M&A transaction, my sense, just my sense, would be it would have to come in closer to the all-time high number of 75 than where it is currently trading today. So that was that email asking me in reference to Twitter. Another listener emailed me and wanted to know if I could just give a list of potential takeover targets in the cloud space. This listener was not able to, I guess this listener was not able, did not partake in Red Hat getting taken over by IBM. And that was at a handsome premium. And we had mentioned that one as well on Takeover Talk. And this listener just wanted to know if there was a handful of other cloud companies that I would put on, that I could identify and have everyone put on their radar screen so they could do additional due diligence. And sure, Akamai, that's one. The symbol, A-K-A-M. Adam King, Adam Mary, that's Akamai. The second one, Fox Inc. B-O-S. Fox, that's Fox Inc. And the third one is Dropbox. The symbol DBX, David Boy X-Ray. So three names in the cloud space that you should put on your radar screen as potential takeover targets. Akamai, A-K-A-M, Dropbox, D-B-X, and Box Inc. B-O-X. Okay. My hour's already up. Wow. I just want you to know, I'm so happy I am back live on bbsradio.com. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. If you want to contact me, shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. It's an honor to serve all my listeners. And remember, takeovers are alive and well. I will speak to you next time. This has been Takeover Talk, and I am your host, Bobby Cohen. Thank you, and bye-bye.